Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Matthew. This is a short and sweet but a little bit spicy reading for us here this morning, and it actually had me thinking a lot about when I felt God calling me to be a missionary. And just that piece of my testimony that God put in my life and how he marked me in that season of following him. And so we'll dive into a little bit more of that after we read this reading. So let's go ahead and dive in. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, I pray that you would just make us open to receive your word this morning. I pray that you will just open our eyes and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to you in whatever you want to say or do or speak to us through this reading. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. All right, amen. That was short and sweet, like I told you, but there's so much packed in here. And today I just want to talk a little bit about what it means to follow Jesus. And what courage it takes to leave this world behind to be a follower of Jesus. I remember I was 19 at the time, maybe 18. I was in my freshman year of college when I first heard God calling me to be a missionary. And to be quite honest with you, then I really didn't even know what being a missionary was. I was foreign missions. Like I had no idea. I was like, I'll go to Haiti and build houses and that's beautiful. And I had no idea how to respond to God. But that first time I remember sitting in the Adoration Chapel and hearing God in prayer say, like, "Sarah, I have a radical call for the missionary life over you. And I want you to be a missionary." And I remember in that season, I was just so new with the Lord. I was just such pure love for Jesus. And it was so new and so exciting to follow him. And my immediate answer was, "Yes, Lord." I just it was just an immediate fiat. It was beautiful. And I wish that my response to him was always that pure and beautiful now as it was then. But I think that was my moment that I had that brings me back to this reading, is that the Lord asked me to come and follow him. And I just left. I left everything. And I said, yes, with no hesitation or question, even though the people around me might be wondering, what the heck are you doing? Imagine if you had a 19-year-old daughter and she was like, "I'm going to leave school and I'm going to I'm going to go away from this plan that you had for me." And, there's just a lot of stuff there, but and Jesus was asking me to do something, and I had to have the courage to respond and say, "Okay, Lord, yes. Is this what you have for me right now?" And hearing him say, "Yes, Sarah, I want you to leave school. I want you to leave your family, and I want you to join this mission." And I know not all of us are going to experience that same sort of call from Jesus that I felt when I received when I was 19, but I think this does translate into a lot of our lives. I think that Jesus is asking so much in such a simple way to each and every single one of us and in our everyday and in big ways and in small ways. And I think that sometimes we lack the courage to respond even when we know we're hearing the Lord. And I think my call to you today is let's pray for this courage that we see these brothers have, that we see Simon and Andrew and we see James and John having, and just witnessing Jesus, just seeing him. I mean, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Just dropping everything to follow him. Leaving all the material behind, leaving what people think behind, leaving our jobs behind, leaving like these things that build up and take idol in our lives, and saying like, no, like I reject those, I reject the world, and my yes is to following Jesus. And there are ways that we can surrender in our everyday lives as missionaries, as parents, as students, as children. Like there are ways that we can respond, encourage, and say yes to following Jesus that the world may look at and say like, you're crazy. But Jesus has the promise that following him will be the greatest adventure and the most fulfillment you will ever feel. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 4. Again, my name is Sarah, and to learn more about Damascus and the events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Have a great day.